age of 29, composer Leonardo Vinci wrote his first comic opera. It was a hit, and overnight he was famous in Naples. In 1722, Vinci started composing more serious operas, and the success led to him taking on commissions outside of Naples, including places like Rome, Venice, and Parma. His music was noticed by Vivaldi and Handel and emulated in their later operas. His success meant that he became the direct rival of Porpora, both creating new ideas in Neapolitan opera. Vinci was not above trying to jeopardize Porpora's performances. At the time, the success of an opera was often based on reports from the dress rehearsal, and with this in mind, Vinci came up with a cunning plan. He called upon the singer Berenstadt. Berenstadt had been snubbed at some point by Porpora. The singer attended the dress rehearsal armed with several boxes of the driest of Spanish snuff. He positioned himself in a box in the upper circle, and once the rehearsal was well underway, he sprinkled the audience with snuff. Soon there was loud sneezing, mingled with cries from the women as their clothes and their lace were spoilt. By the end of Act One, the theatre was empty. A few days later, Vinci made a successful debut with one of his own operas. The story of Vinci's early death at 40 would also not have been out of place in an opera. Here is the description by Abbé de Saint-Nom. He was poisoned, so they say, with a cup of chocolate. Vinci had publicly boasted during his stay in Rome of having the favours of a lady of the highest rank. A relative of this lady was instructed to avenge the musician's indiscretion by having him poisoned. Vinci is famed for his collaboration with the librettist Metastasio and his ability to reflect words and moods so successfully in his arias. This is demonstrated in this agitated aria from Catone in Utica. Marzia, the daughter of Roman senator Catone, makes a frantic farewell to Caesar, asking him to spare her father in battle. The aria uses short fragments which gives a breathless quality, and sequences which reinforces Marzia's concern. Leonardo Vinci's Confusa Smarrita from Catone in Utica is sung here by Antonio Florio with E. Toccini. Tu sai che per That was Leonardo Vinci's aria Confusa Smarrita from Catone in Utica, sung by Antonio Floria with E. Toccini.